Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive. Today, you're going to hear from our country director in West Africa, who is overseeing all of our anti-trafficking work, and God is doing incredible things, and I'm excited for you to hear some of what he has to say. So I wanted to ask you first, what is the most difficult thing about this work that we do here in West Africa?
The most difficult thing that I see is the risk of saving the children from the hand of traffickers. It's risky. It's risky because they are doing it for a living.
Yeah.
And they will not like anyone to tamper with
their livelihood.
With their life, even so.
Yeah. So your life is not always secure.
Yeah, if we can say it that way, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we do have security and we do have a bodyguard.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's risky work, and we are putting our life on the line. And you in particular and your team, they're the heroes here. And you know the risks. And what is the most rewarding thing about this work?
Wow. The greatest reward is after rescuing a child and putting him on school and our feeding program, there is something more amazing and interesting that happens is that the fact that that child, not all of them, but some of them, the whole family of that little child, we come to Christ. So it is really, really amazing. We can say that is what brings the biggest joy to whatever we are doing.
So can you just tell a little bit about how the children end up coming to Christ and then how the family ends up coming to Christ? What's that process look like in the village when we intercept a child from being sold into trafficking or a child comes back? How are they learning about Jesus?
Okay, them coming to Christ is not always the same. It's not the same thing everywhere, but... you know, we are a Christian organization, so in almost everything we do, we put Christ ahead of us, ahead of everything. And also there are this Saturday program where most of the children come through and they listen to the Word of God and they also have food. And during that period, also some parents, some caretaker, also sometimes follow the children to this programming. Not only that, also the community meetings that we organize from time to time, also preaching the gospel to the whole community, also is impactful in that way. Also the churches that we are implanting along, also. So yeah, a lot of things happening through those different, let me say, channel. They get in contact with Christ. So that is how it's happened.
I love that.
Yeah.
So families, before they know Christ, how do they treat their children and how are you seeing the difference from before they knew Christ to when they meet Christ? What changes in their life? What do you see?
The difference is so visible.
It's visible.
In that area, you will not imagine that a woman or a father, a parent that has given birth to his own child can traffic that child.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the reason of starving, reason of hungry, and they also traffic their children because of idolatry, something like that. So it's not love. If you love your child, you cannot traffic your child. You cannot stay back at home and send your child somewhere else you don't know and for him to work for you and bring money. And in that procedure, a lot of children die.
Yeah.
And, or they come with different sickness. Yeah, something like that. So, wow. They don't love.
They don't love.
Because they do not have Christ. That is what we come to understand. Even if they try to love, or if they say that they do love the children, we can see that it's different. It's not from the depth of the heart.
Yeah.
So that is it. And those that came along with Christ, you can see the joy, the love, that even talking with them, you will see that they radically change.
They radically change
because they will say that they will never do something again because they understand life differently. With Christ, you can understand life differently.
Yeah, there's a Holy Spirit part that we don't fully understand.
Exactly.
How Jesus comes in and he transforms our hearts from the inside out when we accept him into our life.
Exactly.
And that's the part that we can't see physically with how God does it, but he does it.
He does.
And their whole countenance changes and their whole life changes. That's the beauty of what we see. And I love that you said that everything changes in their life. And you witness it over.
Exactly, yeah. We have seen many of them coming to Christ. We know their state of life before coming to Christ. And now that they have come to Jesus, we can see also that the difference is palpable. And yeah.
Wow, love it. All right. Now, recently, we just went into a new village, and you had told me crazy statistics in that village that I think the first number that we intercepted from being trafficked was 53, and our team went in and did investigations, and so I want you to tell me a couple stories of why you felt so compelled to go into this village and the statistics. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that village is somehow special. And I know there are many other villages like that in the area we are working in. And special because almost, let's say, I say almost because you never know.
Yeah.
According to what we heard, is every single house has traffic and is going to traffic a child in that village.
Every single home is going to traffic a child.
Yeah.
Wow.
And talking about the 53 is the number that the school can accept this year. If not, we have more than 100 ready to get along with our organizations. Yeah, so
to stop them from being trafficked.
Yeah, we already stopped them from being trafficked.
Okay.
But they are waiting for the school. For example, this coming year.
Yes.
Yeah, the school headmaster is ready to get them in.
They only had room for 53 kids.
Exactly.
And they'll up to 100 in this new school year. But we did intercept all of them from being trafficked. Wow, that's incredible numbers. And can you tell us a couple stories with your investigations connected to those children that just shows the urgency of why we had to intercept them, and we're a household.
Yeah, let me narrate this small story. It is about a girl, but that first we didn't know. It's a woman that lost her husband, and the family members wanted to give her another husband in place of the late one.
Okay.
So she was not happy about it. So she came to us and say, can you help me? And she was having also two other children that she wanted us to take in our program because she knows we are covering her children. Then we can also cover herself. So that's what she first asked. And we say, okay, before we can help these children you're talking about, do you have any other children that is living a slavery life? That is not with you, living with someone else or doing a certain kind of job. Yeah. And she said yes. She spoke to us about this girl I'm talking about that is living with somewhere far closer to the border of another country.
Okay.
We say, okay, go and bring that girl back. Because she sent her there for, like, what you know.
Slavery.
Slavery.
Yeah.
So she went there because that was the condition before we can look closer to her situation and, mm-hmm. and help her.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to go mm-hmm. over there where the girl is. And she did not even know that she was her daughter is suffering.
Because they don't even ask if their children are suffering. And they know where they're trafficked to,
mm-hmm.
but they just don't check on them.
They don't check.
Yeah.
So she went to the place. She saw the girl. She somehow pale, like...
Pale.
Yes.
And weak.
Weak. And she was just got beaten a lot. And she was not fed. The whole family is eating indoor. And she is outside. Closer to the room.
Wow.
Yeah, in her corner, not eating and in big difficulties.
Wow.
So when the woman saw that, she said, wow, so this is the kind of life my child is living. Mm. Oh, so she immediately saw the person she gave her to and said, well, I'm going back with my child.
Wow.
So that's how she brought the child. And you will see the difference in between the child that is trafficked and those that are not trafficked.
Yeah.
Those that are not trafficked, they are sharp.
They're sharp.
Quick to answer.
Quick to answer.
A little be in a good form. Mm. A better form than this one that is trafficked.
Yeah, better.
The girl that is trafficked, she looks sick. She's not quick to answer. She's not sharp. You see a big difference.
Mm.
A big, very big difference.
Wow. Wow.
So seeing things like that, you cannot just say, okay, like we are done with with the number of children we supposed to take care of.
I know.
You cannot just say that, saying that. So we just, even though.
Yeah.
So we just take them along and start feeding them, helping them find way for them to go to school. Yeah. In fact, these children, if you come to see them, you cannot but just do something. You cannot stay.
Not do something, yeah.
You cannot stay without doing anything.
Yeah.
Without doing anything at all.
Yeah.
If you are a human being.
If you're a human being, and you have a heart.
If you have the heart of Christ.
If you have the heart of Christ, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. That's great. Well, thank you, Peter. Thank you for what you do. And we're just so privileged to have you work for Orphan Relief and Rescue.
Thank you.
Look forward to many, many more beautiful stories and redemption things happening through what we say yes to.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And that is all from us here today.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.